Jazz great Billie Holiday now has her own plaque on the Philadelphia Music Alliance's Walk of Fame on Broad Street. As WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, in her short career, this Philadelphia-born singer made a huge impact on jazz and American song.
The teenaged Billie Holiday moved to Harlem around 1930, where she started singing in clubs, and by 1935, she was signed to record with jazz pianist Teddy Wilson.
Who do you think is coming to town?
She became known for her distinctive phrasing and style, which she talked about during an interview in the late 30s.
I always wanted to sing like an instrument, you know, like any instrument, you know.
Nicknamed Lady Day by saxophonist Lester Young in 1937, she sang with Count Basie's band, then Artie Shaw's orchestra, and on her own.
Lord, I love my man, tell the world I do.
She had a blues attack towards her jazz, her vocal style, and even the stories, sad stories or melancholy storylines.
Serena Soul Brown is a Philadelphia-based singer-songwriter and the founder of Soul Unlimited Jazz and Arts, which presents a summer music festival.
But she was able to captivate her audience in such a special way that there has never been anyone else to imitate her.
Them that's got shall get, them that's not shall lose.
And you felt every part of her journey in every song, whether it was God Bless the Child. We just remember those taglines, too, and how deep she went into it vocally.
God Bless the Child sold over a million copies in 1941. Among Billie Holiday's many posthumous honors are multiple Grammy Hall of Fame awards.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.